It's Tuesday, October 17th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Persecution of Christians worldwide is the worst it has ever been, according to a new report from Aid to Church in Need. It says the sheer numbers persecuted in North Korea, Nigeria, Eritrea, Syria, Iraq, and China are higher than ever. Out of 13 countries studied, only one nation, Saudi Arabia, did not register an increase in persecution last year. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl has pleaded guilty in a military court to deserting his post in Afghanistan. Bergdahl was part of a prisoner exchange conducted by the Obama administration in May of 2014. According to a Fox News report, Bergdahl converted to Islam and called himself a, quote, warrior for Islam, unquote. Bergdahl was homeschooled and, according to a Huffington Post article, he was, quote, raised in the Orthodox Presbyterian Church, but spent time during his late teens in a Buddhist monastery in the Pacific Northwest, unquote. Bergdahl faces up to life in prison for the charges against him. The United States Supreme Court has rejected the moral laws of God as having a place in the American public sphere. The Supremes allowed the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals decision to stand, calling for the removal of the public display of the Ten Commandments in Bloomfield, New Mexico, on government property. The American Civil Liberties Union brought the case, arguing the display to be a violation of the Establishment Clause in the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Alliance Defending Freedom issued a statement after the Supreme Court decision, saying that, quote, the Supreme Court has given anti-religion advocates a license to challenge any monument that they see and defends them, unquote. Churches in Australia that take a position against the sin of sodomy are receiving persecution from vandals. The words, quote, crucify no voters, unquote, were spray-painted on Waverley Baptist Church at Wheelers Hill in Victoria, according to the Daily Mail. The Glen Waverley Anglican Church was also hit with similar graffiti. Bill Hybels is stepping aside as pastor of Willow Creek Community Church in the Chicagoland area. Heather Larson will take on the position of senior pastor over all Willow Creek locations. That's right, Heather Larson. In 1 Timothy 2:12-14, God reminds us that, I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. For Adam was formed first, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. Marcus Johnson, a wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, included pictures of his baptism in a hotel swimming pool on his Twitter account. He tweeted that, quote, corporate worship is a beautiful thing, cleaned and reborn in Jesus' name, unquote.
I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord. Hey. 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 Hey.
The baptism happened just before the Thursday night game in which the Eagles beat the Carolina Panthers 28-23. Pictured with him at the baptism were quarterback Carson Wentz, backup quarterback Nick Foles, tight end Trey Burton, offensive guard Stefan Wisniewski, and linebacker Jordan Hicks, among others. Fox News reports that five other teammates had been baptized last year. Matthew 28:18-19 says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. An incredible story has emerged from the smoldering embers of the Tubbs Fire near Santa Rosa, California. A family was forced out of their home by dangerous fires, leaving their Great Pyrenees dog, Odin, and a herd of goats. One of their neighbors was killed by the flames, but the Hendel family survived. They were mourning the loss of their animals